Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement laid the groundwork for a culture that devalues life. But as Seth Gruber poignantly states in the film, "When the church stands up, Satan sits down." How did our society arrive at this point where life is so devalued? And when did the worldview of today become that of eugenics? Josh Schwartz and Ken Michael interview Seth Gruber for some answers. The full movie is embedded at the end of this piece. Olive Tree Ministries' Ken Michael interviews Seth Gruber, CEO and founder of the White Rose Resistance. In a world increasingly defined by cultural chaos and moral relativism, many are asking a profound question: how did we get here? This question is at the heart of Asterisk, the 1916 Project Asterisk, a groundbreaking book and full-length documentary by Seth Gruber, CEO and founder of the White Rose Resistance. https://u2.be/xme9gavoyue?c=rmssj-xramg5h6. This project is not just another piece of historical reflection, it's a compelling exposé of the roots of today's culture of death. It uncovers the historical and ideological connections between Margaret Sanger, the Nazis, and the pervasive influence of eugenics. For those in the pro-life community, the 1916 Project is essential viewing and reading to understand the battle we face today and how to confront it effectively. Margaret Sanger, the mother of Planned Parenthood and eugenics. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, is often heralded as a feminist icon and champion of women's rights. However, the *1916 Project reveals the dark truth about her ideology and legacy. Sanger was a devout eugenicist who sought to control the population of those she deemed unfit. Her vision extended far beyond mere birth control. She advocated for forced sterilization and segregation camps and even proposed introducing sterilizing agents into urban water supplies to curb the reproduction of the poor and marginalized. This chilling legacy of population control remains deeply embedded in Planned Parenthood's operations today. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. In the documentary, Seth Gruber connects the dots between Sanger's eugenic ideas and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. The film exposes how Sanger's board members and ideological allies openly supported Nazi policies, including forced sterilization and the pursuit of racial purity. These disturbing historical truths have been buried for decades, but they indict not only Sanger but also the broader liberal establishment that continues to embrace her ideas. The links between eugenics and today's cultural chaos. Eugenics is more than a historical atrocity. It's a worldview that still influences our society. Gruber argues that the culture of death, rooted in eugenics, has evolved into the ideologies that normalize abortion, transgender surgeries on children, and the commodification of human life. The *1916 Project shines a light on how Planned Parenthood has become the largest provider of abortion, pornographic sex education, and puberty blockers for gender-confused youth. These issues aren't isolated. They stem from the same dehumanizing worldview that Sanger championed over a century ago. Why every pro-life advocate needs to watch *1916 Project. The full-length movie *1916 Project is more than a documentary, it's a wake-up call. Gruber methodically exposes the connections between Sanger's eugenics, the Nazi regime, and the progressive ideologies that dominate today's culture. This film is a resource for equipping Christians and pro-life advocates to stand firm in the fight for life and truth. Here's what you'll gain by watching: a clear understanding of the past. The film uncovers the hidden history of eugenics and its influence on modern society. Tools to confront today's challenges. Learn how the culture of death operates and how to combat it with biblical truth. Inspiration to take action. The documentary is a rallying cry for Christians to rise up and fight for the sanctity of life. How to watch the film and get the book. The full movie is available for streaming on X, formerly Twitter, for a limited time. Churches and community groups can also host screenings, providing an excellent opportunity to educate and mobilize others in the fight for life. The accompanying book, The 1916 Project, is an invaluable resource. It features a detailed timeline, historical evidence, and a compelling narrative that connects the dots between past atrocities and present-day moral confusion. To watch the film or purchase the book, visit the 1916 Project website. A call to action: confronting the culture of death. As the pro-life movement continues its fight for the dignity of every human being, the 1916 Project serves as both a resource and a challenge. It reminds us that the battle for life is deeply rooted in a spiritual and ideological war that stretches back decades. Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement laid the groundwork for a culture that devalues life. But as Seth Gruber poignantly states in the film, "When the church stands up, Satan sits down." And now is the time for the blood-bought bride of Christ to stand firm, proclaim truth, and be a light in the darkness. Equip yourself with the knowledge and courage to confront the lies of eugenics, abortion, and cultural death by engaging with the 1916 Project. Together, we can reclaim a culture of life. Take the next step. Watch the movie, read the book, and share this message with your church and community. Let's work together to stand against the tide of darkness and fight for the sanctity of life. Watch the 1916 Project on X today. Join the resistance. Tear down the culture of death. pic.twitter.com/netokitchen. The 1916 Project, film and book, at 1916 Project Film, October 22, 2024.